Tom Korda is the Chief Administrative Officer, CAO of Pius X at the Heartland Tour. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Jen, so great. So great to have you here. Thank you so much for allowing us to be part of the tour.
We are happy to have you. We are happy to be here. Everything looks so nice today. The new front end. Oh, my golly. It's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's just such a nice addition to our building. It serves two purposes. It helps increase our security in the building, so all our visitors that just come into the building are coming right into our front office. But also, paradoxically, creates a more welcoming space. It's just such a beautiful, welcoming approach to our building, and it really is kind of jazz things up a little bit.
Yeah, I think when we came to drop off your Superstar Catholic School Contest poster, things and all the prizes that go with that, I think that the front end was maybe almost all done.
Right, pretty close. It officially opened April 3rd this last spring, and so it was in its final stages for sure when you were here.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So the that was a work in progress for quite some time.
Yeah, it was about a nine-month project. A big part of that actually was lead times on materials. So it sat for a while without much progress because we're waiting for the steel to come in. But it was a terrific project and brought to happy completion.
Right. Tom, let's talk a little bit about the funding model that you use here at Pius.
Yeah, you bet. Appreciate you asking about that. It's one of the things that I'm really proud of. Pius is unique across the country. In that, so first of all, our tuition is incredibly low. It's between $3,500 and $3,700 per pupil. And the reason it's so low is roughly 35% of the cost per pupil comes from our local parishes.
Wow.
So we have 18 parishes that contribute a little over $3 million every year to our $9 million budget. And so tuition and fees actually only comes to about 45% of the covering the cost per pupil.
Right.
And the remaining 20% is through, we have a strong endowment of about $20 million and other sources of revenue, other fundraisers that we do throughout the year. But we believe very strongly in Lincoln Diocese that Catholic education is a must. It is something that should be just a ministry of the church. In an ideal world, it would be free, right? If we want a strong Catholic Church of the future, we need to be educating our young today and forming them as disciples. And so we do everything we can here at Pius and in the city of Lincoln to make it as affordable to as many families as we can.
Yeah. And it is a big school, too. What's the enrollment levels at now?
Yeah, we're at 1,050 for grades 9 through 12.
Wow.
Yeah, praise God. It's just been a blessing. We've been in business for 68 years. And it's a terrific, blessed place.
We're talking this morning with Tom Korda. He's the Chief Administrative Officer at Pius X. It's the Spirit Mornings Heartland Tour. And when you were talking about pupils and the way that you are able to, the funding model for the tuition cost of the students, those pupils sometimes translate into priests and religious. You have a pretty high ratio here, Tom. Tell us about that.
Well, that's another thing that I'm very proud of. We have 66 alumni who have become priests or religious.
Wow.
And, you know, that's the fruit of Catholic education, one of the fruits of Catholic education. And it's why the Lincoln Catholic community, we invest in Catholic education because we're producing priests and religious that are helping to sustain and build our church. Of course, we have strong Catholic families as well. We've got a number of kids that go into either involved in Focus. So these are all things that our kids are coming out of our school and helping to build up the body of Christ. Here in Lincoln, of course, but really throughout the country.
Right. And the community support aspect of it is just super strong. The fact that the community really supports the efforts of Pius X.
Absolutely. You know, the average person, the parishioner who is, they don't have any kids at Pius, but they're tithing to their church. They're supporting Pius X High School. They're supporting their local elementary Catholic schools as well. And we have all these priests that are Pius alumni who are out in the Lincoln Diocese serving different parishes. And so even though maybe they don't directly benefit from the education of their kids,
right,
they're supporting the diocese across the whole southern Nebraska.
Well, the impact is huge because that priest who graduated from this school is now helping them out in their parish community.
That's exactly right.
Many years later. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody to have this sustainable model that you have.
Right. And we're so blessed in the Lincoln Diocese to have so many priests. We have an incredible number. We have 18 priests and religious that are teaching at Pius every day. And that's the third thing that when I talk to other administrators across the country, you know, they're hoping that they maybe get a priest to show up in their school once a week for a bit. And we have 18 in our building every day. And they're teaching all of our theology classes. So our kids are seeing these priests and religious, I'm going to say, as normal people. You know, they are people that have a special calling. And so they get a chance to see that, hey, maybe that is something that I could be called to as well. It doesn't seem like something so far off and unattainable for them.
It's a regular part of their everyday life. It's a regular part of their everyday school life, which
That's
is
exactly right.
What you want with a Catholic education. That's wonderful for them to have be enmeshed in that, in their Catholic education. That's something that you want. It's something that happens at Pius X. It's the Spirit Mornings Heartland Tour on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. Tom, tell us a little bit about your journey to get here at Pius X.
My own personal journey?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. My wife dragged me here to Lincoln, Nebraska, kicking and screaming from Colorado, where I wanted to live for the rest of my life. And God, of course, had a different plan. 32 years ago, she brought me here as a teacher. She went to physical therapy school in Omaha and promised that we were going to go back to Colorado after she graduated. And well, that hasn't happened yet. So God had a plan for me to be here. I started as a teacher, became an assistant principal, then a principal, and then 3 years ago I was asked to step in as the chief administrative officer, and I'm just, every day is a blessing for me. I work with the greatest people and the families and the pastors, and it's a great place.
Yeah, no
wonderful. Well, thank you so much for the information. Did we get to cover everything you wanted to cover this morning, Tom?
The one thing I could just say real quickly, I just want to talk real quickly about the opportunity scholarships. The effort we made to get 1402, there was unfortunately a repeal effort and a lot of misinformation, but Pius this year has, we received about $300,000 for struggling students. So as part of our mission to help low-income families be able to afford a Catholic education, that effort has been so important for us. And so I hope Catholic listeners across the area, when they have an opportunity to be advocates for these support efforts for low-income families and school choice, I hope that they will stand up, they will be informed, be advocates when talking to their public school friends, but also, of course, cast a ballot in support of any future initiatives coming towards us.
Tom, if you were to say, what's the best way to be informed, to understand it at the most base level about the most confused people are about what Opportunity Scholarship is, what are they most confused by?
I think they're most confused by the misinformation coming out of the public schools. And just a quick example, you know, as part of their, they spent $7 million trying to oppose a $10 million a year effort, right?
Yeah.
If we had $7 million extra dollars, we'd be spending it on our kids. We wouldn't be spending it on political efforts. And so, you know, the one example that I give is they talked about $100 million cost to taxpayers. Well, that's over 10 years. It's a $10 million a year element that was put into this last bill. To me, it's really incredible that they would have to feel the need to extend that out to a 10-year cost just to try to sway voters. So the way to become informed right now, there's an Opportunity Scholarships in Nebraska, actually has its own website, and that's where I go for all of my information.
Yeah.
It's a terrific resource. Senator Linehan has been just a great champion for school choice and will continue to definitely fight that good fight. She's got great support in the Senate right now, and we'll just hope that we continue to move forward with that.
Find a way to keep that going, no doubt about it. I mean, the massive budget that public schools have compared to this $10 million, it's just, you have to scratch your head and say, you know, where are these people coming from? You know, what are they so fearful of here with this?
And it's helping families. You know, that money, it doesn't come to us directly at all. It doesn't come to the high school. It goes to these families, and these are families that have legitimate struggles and want for their kids a Catholic education. And I just, it's something we need to continue to fight for with the state of Nebraska. We've got to get this accomplished in our state.
Yeah, and we'll just keep praying that effort through as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, yep, bet. God always provides.
Yeah, Tom, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. The great work being done here at Pius the X.
Thank you so much.
We hope your meeting, you have a meeting to rush to.
I have a meeting to rush to.
So we hope it goes well. We hope it goes well. With the, as you can imagine, the CAO of the school would have lots of meetings to go to. So thanks for being with us this morning on Spirit Mornings.
You bet. Thank you. And thank you for your great work.
Aw, thanks, Tom.